This is Mistress Delia, and you are hearing a very special audio today. I'm going to tell you about my vacation and what I did. Yes, if you've been following my blogs, you know that I was planning to collar my houseboy, and I did just that. In this audio, I'm going to tell you all about it. Now, as you may know, collaring a slave can involve many things: a spoken or written understanding, a token of sorts, or even a real collar to be placed around the slave's neck. I did the latter of those. Now, the collar that I gave him represents a sign of ownership that I have of his mind, body, and soul, and that means so very much. Now, for a long time, any of you who know me know that I, Miss Delia, was sure that all of my mistress-slave relationships were just fluid, that I would never be serious about any one sub over another. But somehow, this houseboy understood my serious mistress nature and was flexible enough to learn my moods and my tells and my quirks and to endear himself to me. Pretty crafty. Now, as you can imagine, this collaring ceremony was something I never thought I would do. This was a very serious step for me. This means that my slave is now not just a houseboy who does what I want. There's a whole psychological component to it now. By collaring him, I promised to care for him, and he promised to give up all of his personal power to me. The ceremony was short, but quite personal. But I'll let you in on it, because it's important. We stood together, him a step behind me on his knees. And we exchanged promises. And here's how they went. I said, "I promise to do you no true harm. I promise to be responsible for your body, mind, soul, and life. I will accept the token of your submission and will collar you with truth, love, strength, protection, and compassion. I will own and dominate you from this moment forward. I am and have always been your mistress." And in response, the little houseboy said, "Mistress, I submit my mind, body, and soul to you freely and give my life to you. I've always known that you will always protect me, teach me, and discipline me. I promise to give all that I am to be a true slave to you, to serve you, and to please you, always to the best of my ability. My only wish is to belong to you. I am and have always been your slave." Then I placed the collar around his neck. Now, being a picky mistress, I didn't like the first collar I ordered from Stockroom. But luckily, being at a fetish convention for a week, I was able to find a man who does metalwork. He was able to custom make a very vanilla-looking collar for my new slave. Now, my slave sleeps at the foot of my bed in a raised trundle, and we have many, many things that we do surprisingly differently than we did just a week ago. If you'd like to hear more about my mistress and slave lifestyle, call 800-601-6975. And feel free to read my blog at www.begformistress.com.